John chapter 3. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with him." In reply, Jesus declared, "I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again." "How can a man be born when he is old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth. No one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, 'You must be born again.' The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit." "How can this be?" Nicodemus asked. "You are Israel's teacher," said Jesus, "and do you not understand these things? I tell you the truth, we speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen, but still you people do not acknowledge our testimony. I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be seen plainly that what he has been done through God. The Father loves the Son, and has placed everything in his hands. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him.
Well, Nicodemus came to Jesus by night. He sought him out privately, secretly. Maybe you're a little bit oversensitive to what others think. That was Nicodemus, wasn't it? Here was Nicodemus, a very religious man, respectable. In fact, the Bible says he was a ruler in Israel. He was a bit like a cross between the Lord Mayor, a civil position, and yet a bishop, a religious ruler and leader. And yet Jesus cuts through all this outward wrappings and trappings and says, "Nicodemus, you must be born again. Something altogether new must happen in your life." In fact, the word "again" means from above. You have to have a spiritual birth that comes from above. It says in the book of Corinthians that if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has passed. Behold, all things have become new. And Jesus makes it clear that the key, as it were, to this new birth is belief. Seven times in seven verses, Jesus says you must believe. Through belief on our part, we come to know the birth that comes from above. Well, we read that verse 16. Someone has once said the gospel in a nutshell, that whoever believes in him, in Jesus, shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And you know, that's a gift, that God so loved this world that he gave. When we're given a gift at Christmas, do we say, "Well, hang on a moment, let me get my wallet out"? No, we say, "Thank you so much." And friend, God wants to give us a gift of new life, a gift of a clean heart. Yes, a gift of a sure place in heaven. Friend, we read in verse 18 that we stand condemned already. We love darkness rather than light. But are we willing to come into the light of the gospel, to allow Christ to expose what is wrong in our life, and to know that spiritual new birth from Christ himself?